Heart check for D room 450.
Army nurse Mika Karafi has developed an almost bat-like sense of hearing since she arrived at Baptist Medical Center in July. She works in a COVID ICU, where different machines sound alarms almost constantly.
So you get attuned to, oh, that's a feeding pump. Whose feeding pump is going off? And then you're like, oh, that's an IV pump. Okay, where is that? And so you walk around the unit looking to see whose pump is going off so that you can make sure.
Karafi is one of 23 Army medical personnel deployed to Baptist to help the hospital cope with coronavirus patients who flooded in after Memorial Day. The 32-year-old lives in a nearby hotel and works 12-hour shifts.
Before we even came in, we had heard that the nurses were taking 4 ICU patients, which is a lot. Normally, ICU nurses take 1 to 2 patients.
We basically knew from our command team that it was a hot zone.
That's Shadia Leal, who's also on the Army team here. She's a preventive medicine specialist who was deployed to Iraq and Seattle during that city's COVID crisis. Part of her job is making sure medical staff around Baptist have proper PPE and that they're following protocol when it comes to infection control.
On one of my first days here, I was able to go into the COVID unit, and you can see a little bit of the fear in the patient's eye because COVID is just such a scary disease.
When the team got to San Antonio, they found the hospital stretched thin, its layout and staff having shifted to accommodate COVID patients at different stages of the disease. Connie Thigpen is Baptist's ICU director, and she remembers when the Army arrived.
It was a collective sigh of relief. They have aided so much in not only the physical load, but the mental load, the emotional load, just by sharing in that need to care for these patients in this COVID population.
Army ICU nurses have taken on 20 shifts a week, sometimes caring for 3 to 4 COVID patients at a time. The Army also sent 2 internal medicine doctors, an infectious disease specialist, and a pulmonary critical care physician, along with other medical staff. Their presence has enabled Baptist to nearly double its ICU capacity, from 30 beds to 56. And they're helping prevent burnout, which the hospital's chief medical officer, Lynette Watkins, says is a big issue.
Particularly with a pandemic that is going to continue to go on for a while. So in addition to being able to expand staffed beds, the influx of our colleagues also affords our physicians, nurses, and ancillary support staff a bit of rest and downtime.
Code blue and 809 canceled. Your attention, please.
That's always a good thing.
Code blue.
COVID admissions to Baptist are down since the Army team showed up, but the hospital is still nearly full with COVID and non-COVID patients. ICU head nurse Connie Thigpen is anticipating the worst.
Because I think that we're far from being over. We may be in somewhat of a lull statewide right now, but I certainly hope people don't see that and gain a false sense of security from that, because we have so many other challenging things coming up with reopening of school, flu season, so many unknowns.
Despite that, the Army's deployment to Baptist could end as early as September, according to one hospital official. The Army wasn't able to confirm that. Army Captain and ICU nurse Mika Karafi, who's never been to a combat zone, says working in a civilian hospital has caused her to adjust her expectations for her military career.
We'd always heard about supporting the civilian missions, but it just wasn't very prevalent. And we talk about that frequently within our group, that like things are changing with how we're deployed.
Karafi says she's ready to fulfill her mission, no matter what it looks like or where it takes her.
It's just a different battlefield for the day, you know?
I'm Carson Frame in San Antonio.